Bills pending in the Senate and Assembly represent the second time lawmakers have tried to restrict prescription drug advertising in the state. Milwaukee Senator Tim Carpenter says the legislation is aimed at what are sometimes untruthful or misleading ads.
I feel it's the nature of advertising to appeal to emotion and not facts.
Pharmaceutical makers point out the Food and Drug Administration does regulate ads. However, a report by the Government Accountability Office showed only a small fraction of advertising is actually reviewed by the agency. Plus, delayed advertising of new drugs is voluntary. The industry came up with those guidelines after a series of deaths and lawsuits over the popular painkiller Vioxx. The Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America is against a state ban on prescription ads. Stephanie Dolbert says it's up to doctors what drug their patient takes. No one, in her words, is being bullied.
Any suggestion that physicians will write prescriptions for unnecessary medications against their better judgment in response to bullying from a patient is unsupported. We've seen no evidence to that.
Firms that track advertising spending show that prescription drug ads are increasing in number and length. Those ads produce revenue that broadcast and print organizations told state lawmakers they depend on. What everyone can count on is a court battle if state or congressional efforts to restrict ads ever get on the books. Shavae Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.